Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Dancing with the West Texas Stars. Crisis Center of West Texas premier fundraiser returns February 4th. Dancers around the Permian Basin will soon get their chance to shine as Dancing with the West Texas Stars returns for its eighth year. The event will take place at 7:30 p.m. February 4th at the Ector Theater in the Odessa Marriott. Quote, "This is one of my favorite events of the year," end quote, Communication and Development Coordinator of the Crisis Center of West Texas, Hannah Horek, said. Quote, "It's going to be our eighth annual Dancing with the West Texas Stars, and I think it's going to be our best one. I'm really excited about it. We've made some big changes for this year as far as the venue. It'll be a great fit for folks who have never been before, but also for the people who have been to the event in the past and are ready to mix things up just a little bit," end quote. The fundraiser benefits the Crisis Center of West Texas and the mission to end domestic and sexual violence. Dancing with the West Texas Stars is an evening of performances by 10 local stars partnered with talented professional dancers from the community, which will take place at Ector Theater. Afterwards, the Odessa Marriott Hotel and Conference Center will host the after party, which will feature live music, drinks, and heavy hors d'oeuvres. The biggest change this year will be the venue. In the past, Dancing with the West Texas Stars took place in the ballroom of the Odessa Marriott Hotel and Conference Center. This year, the dance competition will take place at Ector Theater before the after party takes place at the Odessa Marriott. Quote, "This is the first year that we're going to be out of the ballroom setting and going to do the show itself in the historic Ector Theater," end quote, Horek said. Quote, "We're really excited about that partnership because we know it's a beautiful space and it gives us an opportunity to showcase the work that these dancers have done. It's much easier to see these performances on the big stage than it is to watch from the audience of a ballroom, dining room setting. We're looking forward to that and all the theatrics that come with being in a venue like the Ector Theater," end quote. The 2023 stars and professionals include Cindy Daniels and Gary Dutchover, Todd Dooley and Kelsey Tanner, Kendall Gray and Kara Williams, Sabad Malik and Anita Malik, Nicole Poole and Parker Leroy, Archie Raleigh and Ryan Lewis, Lucy Cisniega Hoyos and Beatrice Gonzalez Fierro, Lori Stafford and Diego Mata, Tryon Stevenson and Emily Hammer, Zach Stokes and Brooklyn Anderson. Last year's winners were Angie Hurt King and her partner Noah Guzman, who had the UTPB drumline take part in their routine. Quote, "I'm really excited for this year's dancers. I actually think that the folks who danced in 2022 have really raised the bar and set the standard for showmanship. Our winner last year, Angie Hurt King, really knocked people's socks off when the UTPB drumline marched through the ballroom and joined her on the stage. That was such an amazing theatrical moment. I think everybody was inspired by what they saw last year in terms of props and backup dancers. I think it's really exciting how folks are going to run with this year and what they're working on," end quote. Dancing with the West Texas Stars began 8 years ago when a board member and former executive director looked for a way to bring a big event to help the Crisis Center of West Texas. Quote, "This was before my time, but the story that's been told to me is that there was a similar event that they were inspired by in Abilene," end quote, Horek said. Quote, "They took the idea and ran with it. They customized it to make it a fun way to connect members of our community with each other and through the performance aspect of it, and also to bring some funds back towards the Crisis Center," end quote. Some people may not know the details of what the Crisis Center of West Texas does when they come to Dancing with the West Texas Stars. Quote, "We love that they get to find out the work that we do," end quote, Horek said. Quote, "It's such a fun setting. But this fundraiser is the largest annual fundraiser that we do for the Crisis Center. It's one of our only fundraisers, and it provides all sort of general funding to support our mission and the various needs of our survivors throughout the year. We're really fortunate to have support from foundations and government funding and individuals and corporate donors. This event gives people access to talk about the Crisis Center and have a good time and really enjoy a night out that so directly goes to support survivors of domestic and sexual violence," end quote. Last year's event brought in about $260,000 towards the center. Quote, "That's pretty standard," end quote, Horek said. Quote, "Generally speaking, we've been fortunate to see more and more donations come in each year. It's tough to see how it'll work this year with the changing of the venue, but we expect to make more than $200,000 once February 4th rolls around," end quote. For more information about Dancing with the West Texas Stars or the Crisis Center of West Texas, go to tinyurl.com/dv45ZEC7. Chocolate Decadence returns for annual fundraiser. Chocolate lovers from around the Permian Basin will be in heaven at next week's Aphasia Center of West Texas fundraiser. On January 27th, the Aphasia Center signature fundraiser, Chocolate Decadence, returns. The event is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. at the Odessa Marriott Hotel and Conference Center. This year's fundraiser will have even more importance as it will be a part of the Aphasia Center of West Texas' 20-year anniversary. Quote, we started in 2003, so all of this year will be celebrating 20 years to the Permian Basin, end quote, Aphasia Center of West Texas Executive Director Kitty Benick said. Quote, we're so grateful to the Permian Basin community for supporting us and helping us give a voice to people who know more than what they can say in the community. Aphasia strips people of so much. It's a profound loss. I love how West Texans rally behind their neighbors. It's because of their generosity that we're able to offer the services and have been able to for 20 years, end quote. The premier event offers plenty of variety of different sweets from decadent chocolate desserts to cocktails and a plated dinner. The evening also includes both a live and silent auction and a photo booth. There will also be a live entertainment provided. Quote, you know, it's a formula that's worked pretty well for us, end quote, Benek said. Quote, one thing that will be a little bit different is that we will have a jazz musician this year. We're excited about that. We'll have a little bit of jazz going on. We'll have live music, end quote. This will be the second consecutive year that Chocolate Decadence will take place at the Odessa Marriott Hotel and Conference Center. The event used to take place at the Midland Horseshoe Arena. In 2021, the event was held virtually due to the pandemic. This year will also be the second time the event will take place in January. Quote, we used to do it in February, end quote, Benek said. Quote, there's just so many events that are now in February, and it just seems like in January, everyone has recovered from the holidays, and they may be ready to get out and do something for the holidays. We thought that making it a winter wonderland would be fun, because we don't get that much cold weather here in the Permian Basin. So we thought it would be kind of fun to do a winter wonderland theme. So that's our ongoing theme. Late January just made sense, and we're pretty excited to be in Odessa. We're thrilled to have this event in Odessa. We do serve the people in Odessa. A lot of people from Odessa utilize our services, and we help the entire Permian Basin. We're excited to have our premier event in Odessa, end quote. Benek said the event makes for a great Valentine's Day gift for couples. Quote, it's beautiful, end quote, Benek said. Quote, it's a fun thing for couples. They can celebrate Valentine's Day early, and then you're done. They can spend the night and have this elegant evening that's been transformed to look like a winter wonderland. Who doesn't love chocolate, end quote. Some of the items featured in this year's auction will be a hunting trip in Argentina. Quote, that's a fun live auction item for our hunters, end quote, Benek said. Quote, we do have some different live auction items. We're bringing back international trips. We didn't do that during the pandemic since no one was really feeling like traveling, but we're bringing that back, so that's fun, end quote. Another unique thing that people can bid on at the live auction is a children's birthday party with the Midland Fire Department. Quote, that's kind of a cool thing that our guests can bid on for their grandchild or child, end quote, Benek said. Quote, it's only at Chocolate Decadence where they can bid for that, end quote. Benek says that Chocolate Decadence raises 20 to 30% of the Aphasia Center of West Texas operating budget. Quote, I hate throwing numbers out there, end quote, Benek said. Quote, what I like to tell people is that it raises 20 to 30% of our annual operating budget, so it's a really big night for us to continue services at the Aphasia Center, end quote. For more information, go to tinyurl.com/267SXZ84. WTJS presents free concert. Midland. Some of the most well-known jazz performers have come together to perform at different schools in the Permian Basin this week. They'll be putting together a free concert before dispersing. Tonight, the West Texas Jazz Society will be hosting a free concert called, quote, Jazz and Beyond, end quote, beginning at 7 p.m. at the Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center in Midland. 10 special guest musicians and singers will be joining West Texas Jazz Society President Eric Baker and his wife Emily Baker on stage for the performance. The concert is one of a couple of performances that the West Texas Jazz Society has put on in the area this week. On Wednesday, a special concert was held at Permian Auditorium, as well as Thursday at Legacy High in Midland. For a couple of years now, the West Texas Jazz Society has aimed to teach to students in the Permian Basin that some of their favorite rap or rock songs have roots in jazz music by inviting some of the top musicians in the country for a special performance. Today's concert will be similar to Wednesday and Thursday's at Permian and Legacy, respectively. However, Eric Baker says there will be a few surprises as well. Quote, we're going to make it as easy as possible for people to show up, end quote, Eric said of tonight's concert. Quote, people can expect to hear all of these same songs, plus we have a half dozen super secret songs that we're going to present and make it a rich, fun night where they get to have a great experience with these artists. We might not recognize their face, but we've heard them regularly on Spotify or YouTube, so it's exciting to get to have these musicians out here, end quote. Some of the pieces include Remember Me from Disney's Pixar's Coco, As It Was, Be All Right, and Made You Look. The list of guest musicians who performed this week include Andy Martin, Gary Meek, Dan Fornaro, Steve Gregory, Jarrett Johnson, David Zarlanga, Ernest Tibbs, Wally Minko, Aaron Janik, and Billy King. Johnson is a Grammy Award-nominated vocalist, arranger, songwriter. Quote, I'm super excited, end quote, Johnson said. Quote, not only will we be doing a lot of music that people heard on Wednesday, but there will be a few fun little additions to the repertoire that we have. It's an opportunity to do this in a fun little space. It's just going to be a lot of fun for us to perform again. This is a wonderful community that supports the arts so much. We're grateful for that, end quote. Trombonist Martin is a world-class jazz musician who has been featured as a leader or a co-leader on 12 albums. Trumpeter Fornaro is a well-decorated and prolific player who has toured with acts such as Woody Herman, Tom Jones, Neil Diamond, and Phil Collins, just to name a few. Saxophonist Meek is a lifelong multi-instrumentalist, composer, producer, and recording artist with 7 solo CDs and has appeared on over 200 records with artists including Green Day and Herb Albert, as well as Dave Weckl. Guitarist Gregory has recorded music for numerous television shows and films. As a drummer, Zarlanga has studied with highly regarded percussion instructors Maurice Bivak and Fred Gruber for several years. Guitarist Tibbs has worked with Natalie Cole, Dionne Warwick, Gladys Knight, and James Ingram, as well as performed on The Tonight Show, the 2002 American Idol finale, and The Rosie O'Donnell Show. Minko is a Grammy-nominated composer, producer, conductor, and keyboardist. Trumpeter Janik has performed and recorded with Earth, Wind, and Fire, Lady Gaga, Snoop Dogg, and Lil' Kim. King has been a dynamic saxophonist and woodwind artist who has performed throughout the world and has also backed such musical pop stars as Johnny Mathis, Petula Clark, and Faith Hill. Eric Baker is the director of bands at Odessa College. Emily Baker teaches music at Midland Classical Academy and directs the voices of the Permian Basin Youth Choir. Quote, in addition to them coming and being such an enriching force, musically for us, it's really great to work with these artists and get a peek behind the curtain, because that makes people like me see what it's like to be a professional musician, and we can train our students and give them access to see and work with these professionals. To have them all here to put together this super band is really rewarding and enriching, end quote. West Texas Symphony board member and music coordinator at UTPB, Dan Keast, encourages people to attend tonight's free concert. Quote, bring your friends because it's going to be a great opportunity, and I was on the building committee, end quote, Keast said. Quote, I know the donors that helped fund that building, the Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center. Wanted the students to be a part of it. It's a part of our mission to make these kind of events free, and we want the public to come out and enjoy it, end quote. For more information about the West Texas Jazz Society, go to tinyurl.com/2cc8y3w5. Midland College hosts Artist Reception Exhibit. The McCormick Gallery at Midland College presents an exhibition of paintings by Nancy Barnard. An artist reception is scheduled for 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. February 9th. Barnard teaches English and integrated reading and writing at MC and has nurtured a lifelong love of art. Her paintings are vibrant, colorful representations of moments of simple joy and human connection. The exhibit hangs through February 27th. Admission is free. McCormick Gallery hours are 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday and 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Friday. Obituaries. Wanda Jean Donham Medlin, Odessa. Late Monday evening, January 16th, 2023, Wanda Jean Medlin was able to break the bonds of earth and finally hug her loving husband and son again. Wanda Jean Medlin was born April 5th, 1938, in Roby, Texas, to Luther and Aline Donham. When Wanda left this earth Monday night, there was lots of rejoicing by her husband, James, her son, David, her parents, Luther and Aline Donham, and her nephew, Tim Gimple. Those left to begin a difficult journey without her are her daughter, Jeannie Rex with husband Dan of Gardendale, Texas, brother Leon Donham with wife Martha of Sweetwater, Texas, sister LaVon Gimple of Somerset, Kentucky, precious grandsons Jonathan Medlin and Michael Rex, her chosen sister Jeanette Hamill, as well as several nieces, and of course, Jeanette's children and their families. A memorial service will be held 10 o'clock a.m. Friday, January 20th, 2023, in the chapel at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home, with Lonnie Hamill officiating. At a later date, the ashes of James, Londa, and David will be combined and then interred at Luther and Aline Donham's gravesite in Roby, Texas, in a private family service. Should you wish to donate in Londa's name, please consider Spring Creek Ministries, 5109 82nd Street, Lubbock, Texas, 79424. 432-557-3029. Arrangements are entrusted to Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home. To send condolences to the family, please sign her guest book at www.sunsetodessa.com.
Hi, this is Jack. I'm reading the Midland Reporter Telegram for Tuesday, January 10th, 2023. Education articles. MC student seeks to improve healthcare. By Rebecca Bell. Maria Gonzalez admits that she wasn't the best student in high school, and it wasn't until her senior year in high school that she discovered a purpose to her life. Now she has a 3.9 cumulative GPA, will graduate from Midland College in May with an associate degree, and has set her sights on becoming a physician, hoping to eventually establish a practice in West Texas. I'll transfer to Tech University this fall, Gonzalez said. My goal is then to attend medical school and become a physician. Right now, I'm thinking that I will stay in West Texas area and serve those in the Hispanic community. I understand and want to overcome the barriers of language and culture that exist between physicians and Hispanic patients. When she was five, Gonzalez and her parents immigrated to the United States from Colombia and established residency in Las Vegas, where her father worked in the construction business. In 2012, when Maria was nine, the family moved to Midland, and Maria attended schools at MISD and graduated from Midland High in 2021. During her senior year in high school, she took certified nurse aid and phlebotomy courses at Midland College Advanced Technology Center through the MCMISD College and Careers Academy. That's when I found out that I really enjoyed healthcare. However, I've noticed how many people in the Hispanic community are hesitant to seek healthcare, and when they do, there's often miscommunication. I truly believe that I can help alleviate these problems, and the best way I can do that is by becoming a physician. Gonzalez is no stranger to hard work. She started working at the age of 15 at Opal's Table and continued to work approximately 24 hours a week throughout high school. At the age of 16, she had earned enough money to purchase a car. This semester, she's working part-time as a Midland College science tutor, and she helped volunteers at Centers for Children and Families at least once a month, monitoring visits between non-custodial parents and their children. In addition to being an honor student at Midland College, she is also vice president of service with the MC chapter of Phi Theta Kappa Honor Society. She takes this responsibility very seriously. During the fall 2022 semester, Gonzalez organized a campus-wide project to provide items for clients of the Crisis Center of West Texas. After discussing with fellow PTK members and looking at the dismal numbers concerning domestic violence in the area, she led the chapter in collecting personal care items from the campus community. The project began on October 26th when PTK members solicited assistance from Midland College employees and students. When we asked our fellow students and Midland College employees for donations, the response was overwhelming. Individuals, both students and employees, contributed. A dual-credit English class taught by Felicia Stovall joined us by making this their class project, and the Student Nurses Association contributed with many items as well. In addition to over 30 bags of items, we also donated $767 for the Crisis Center clients. She then worked with Lori Dunham, the executive director of the center, to schedule a time to deliver all the items. Gonzalez stated that during PTK's research, members discovered that the Crisis Center of West Texas currently houses approximately 50 adults and children who are survivors of domestic violence and sexual abuse. They also maintain a 24-hour hotline, free counseling, case management, and legal advocacy. In 2021, there were 204 Texans killed by their intimate partners, and five of those were in the Permian Basin. People our age, 14 to 25, are the highest risk for interpersonal violence. At the same time that Gonzalez was leading the drive for the Crisis Center, she also organized a Thanksgiving meal for a fellow MC student who is a disabled military veteran with three children. She developed a list of items needed for a complete Thanksgiving meal and made the pitch to PTK members. She then led the efforts to provide not only the meal, but also toys for the children. This spring, Gonzalez plans to organize PTK members to educate local junior high students about going to college and researching scholarships and other sources of tuition assistance. I've thoroughly enjoyed being a member of PTK. I have no previous leadership experience, but through PTK, I feel that I've gained invaluable leadership abilities. It also has given me a sense of community and taught me about valuing others' opinions and how to work with people at various stages of life. The members are different ages and ethnicities, but we all come together to work toward a common goal of service. I admire Maria's enthusiasm and ability to take initiative and lead with a sense of purpose, Terry Gilmore, program director, said. She is articulate, poised, and caring. It's a privilege to know this young woman. Gonzalez is also a member of the MC Chemistry Club and is conducting research with MC Chemistry Professor Pat Kisavin to synthesize silver nanoparticles for the possibility of delivering chemotherapy directly into tumor sites. Gonzalez will give a presentation on this project at a conference in the spring. In addition, she is researching the 1918 Povenir Massacre in Presidio County and will present her findings at the West Texas Symposium of History on March 25th.
Can you manage eye migraines? Dear Dr. Roach, I get eye migraines. What causes these? Can they be eliminated or at least managed? Answer. Migraines often affect vision. Many people with migraines get an, quote, aura, end quote, of visual changes that precede a headache, or it can sometimes occur by themselves without a headache. The aura may consist of blinking or flashing lights, or may produce blind spots in both eyes. A retinal migraine is a different and rare condition affecting one eye, where the person gets vision loss, which can sometimes be permanent. What causes migraine still isn't exactly known, but it involves abnormal electrical activity, called, quote, cortical spreading depression, end quote, in the nerve cells of the brain and inflammation in the lining of the brain. Most people with migraines can be managed. There are treatments to stop an attack acutely, such as the, quote, triptans, end quote, as well as medicines to try to prevent them from coming on in the first place. Most regular doctors have experience treating migraines, but neurologists are the real experts and should be consulted if standard treatments are ineffective. Dr. Roach regrets that he is unable to answer individual letters, but will incorporate them in the column whenever possible. Readers may email questions to yourgoodhealth@med.cornell.edu. To your good health, Dr. Keith Roach.
Dear Abby, I am a 59-year-old man. My 50-year-old fiancé lives in a nice home, but after a 15-year loving relationship, she decided last week to be with someone else. She had recently lost a great deal of weight, bought a new car, and started to do things I felt were not age-appropriate, although I never said anything adverse about them. She's now staying in a weekly rental motel room with him. It leads me to believe they both left relationships and had nowhere else to go. She didn't give me a chance to fight for us, counseling, etc., or even a heads up that she was unhappy. One afternoon when I got home from work, I found a note from her saying she was sorry for not being able to tell me in person, but she was doing this for herself. I have always been an honorable person in any relationship I've had. This is hard for me to understand and move on from. I have never been this hurt and emotionally drained. She will not communicate with me verbally, only through emails and texts. I feel desperate and lost. Please give me any encouragement that there is light somewhere at the end of the tunnel. Emotionally drained in Maine. Dear emotionally drained, although your lady friend didn't give you the chance to fight for her by getting counseling, my first bit of advice is to make an appointment with the therapist and start fighting for yourself. You may not have known your fiancé as well as you thought you did. Once you regain some perspective, you may realize that something changed when she made the effort to start losing weight. I'm guessing this was around the time she met the man she's now living with. Please understand that the woman you invested so much time in was dishonest, cowardly, and selfish to have treated you the way she did. I wish you had mentioned why the two of you hadn't married in the 15 years you were together, but my friend, you dodged a bullet. A licensed psychotherapist will help you to realize how lucky you are. Dear Abby, my brother-in-law recently moved near us. He never misses a chance to one-up others or brag about everything he has. Others have noticed this as well. We are all retired and living fairly well. However, comparisons are made, innuendos are tossed around, and he has even referenced our children needing their inheritance, while his kids don't, since they have such great jobs. I'm close to my sister and happy to have her near me, but I am not sure how to handle the situation with her spouse. I try to minimize my time with him and ignore him when he speaks, however difficult it may be. My husband no longer wants anything to do with him, and I can't say I blame him, but I don't want to cause a rift between my sister and me. Advice? Dealing with a narcissist. Dear Dealing, there are two ways to handle this. The first would be to recognize that people who feel the need to do what your brother-in-law has been doing usually do it out of insecurity. The second would be to tell your sister how her husband's remarks affect you and your husband, and that if he doesn't knock it off, they'll be seeing a lot less of you. Then let her handle it.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.